Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, we finna kick this game. Major Abadabba. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, what will be. And I also believe that what will be don't have to be. Because I believe I could change shit. Not in a magical way, but, you know, by putting my effort towards whatever change I'm looking for, I could bring it about. So can you. I always knew women, each woman, is a little different from the last woman. I'm talking about even when I had girlfriends. And knowing that made me know that each one of them motherfucking women deserve to be judged on her merit only. You can't really judge her because of what happened with the last broad. Now, you can use these things as guides. You know, they can guide you. But what you need to really do is understand that unless you accept that shit is in your hands, shit is on you. Whatever you do, you won't be comfortable with your decisions. See, you got these bras. This one right now, that one you had a little while back. The one you got now, see, if you judge her unworthy too soon, it's going to be a terrible way for you to realize you was going too fast. You know, people like me, we drive, we speed, we switch lanes, we don't use blinkers, we do the New York stops. I mean, we in the fast lane. And sometimes you get the opportunity to say, I'll pass. And sometimes you get the opportunity to, man, I'm going to leave this bitch alone. She ain't, you know, cutting ice. And I'm telling you, you can make a mistake. You can make a mistake. It could be the wrong fucking thing to do. But you're going so fast, you ain't using your blinkers or nothing. You ain't even looking behind you when you get over. I'm saying, you know, you headed for a mishap. Now, me and my new girl, we was riding down the strip. And I just couldn't stop running my mouth about this shit I'm thinking. I probably talked her fucking head off. Anyway, kicking it like that just reminded me of the times when I was down and dirty. And let's say I had knocked off me a new one. Shit, I'm heading to L.A. I'm finna go to L.A., land of the giant pimp. Now, on the way, I schooled her on the way I wanted things, how I wanted to be represented. You know, the entire six-hour ride, this drive. Anyway, when I'm stoked, you know, and full of myself, which is almost always, I talk hella shit. But she already knew it. You know, my girl, by the time we got to my house from when I first met her a few weeks ago, she knew I talked shit. So this going to a bistro we was going to, you know, I just was feeling myself. So I can't help it. You know, I the shit I talk is not far-fetched. It is if, you know, you're just talking shit. But, you know, let's say talking about I want to start a real building school. not a fucking online school. And I detail what I'm, where I'm at and how I'm going. This shit is interesting to this motherfucker. So what I'm saying is, if you have plans for your life, if you have plans for your life, and they're not far-fetched, and most of what you need is very doable, if you have that and you don't know what to talk about, you need to get a gun and shoot yourself in the head 5 times. Life is about you. Conversation is about you. Not me, 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 me. Not that shit. I'm talking about, you know, my plans for the future is this, blah, blah, blah. You know, every time I think about my plan, I get a new or broader idea. I'm saying you say things that's projected in the future, but you're doing them actually right now. You're building the foundation right fucking now as you talk to baby. You know, and as 2-3 weeks from now, you make sure you show her this progress. Because that's what I do. I'm saying, even when I just, you know, write what I'm going to say, I make sure I let her know it, or let her see me busy, because I'm working on my plan. I'm doing what I'm professing. You know, and it just makes a major fucking difference in your relationship. It actually has allowed me to calm down. You know, I believe women enjoy hearing my dreams and goals. And I told you, when one of my, you know, dreams come materialize, she's going to be the one that benefits. Because I'm going to tie that thing up. I'm going to probably, I don't know what I'm going to do. But when anything comes through, she'll benefit. Every fucking day, this is a jewel I'm dropping on you. Every day, you got another chance to excel at what you love doing. Me, I love to learn. I don't fucking know what you love. You might not love anything. I mean, you know, you are where you are. So what I'm saying is, do you want to be there, or do you want to go somewhere else? Do you want to be somewhere else, level-wise? Shit, I've been on a learning tangent for the past few years, and it's allowed me the opportunity of a lifetime. After I left that motherfucking game, I realized I had to learn how to be a motherfucking square. And I've been learning shit for the last 3 years. Excuse me. I can't help this aphid kills me. Every time I get on one of these videos, I have a hard time to breathe. But any goddamn way, I'm finding shit out about me that I had never known. I mean, I knew I was deep, but I did not know I was so deep. Because each time that I needed to get more or get room to bring more information in, I had to reach inside myself. And each time I do it, I'm able to extract more of me than I knew before. By the time this shit is over, I'm going to be in met and reacquainting myself with me over 25 times. This is why I teach my students, you know, they got to reach deep if you want to get this game. You can't think just hearing this shit is going to make it you. You got to reach in there and do the uncomfortable things that's required. They're not uncomfortable because they could kill you or hurt you or anything. They're uncomfortable because they're embarrassing. You are going to embarrass yourself, and you're going to let the class see it. Now, that could be good or bad to whoever listening to me say this, but it's only one result that comes from that embarrassment, and that's you ain't going to let it happen no more, which means you even stepped up a notch because you finna be sharper. Hey, everything I do is very simple. It's very simple, and it fucking works. Period, because I'm hands-on, which means you got to be hands-on if you want to fuck with me, which means anything to jump off, you ain't waiting to solve it. You're jumping on it. We do not wait to solve shit. We race to solve shit. That's what go-getters do. Now, by the time a motherfucker graduates from Sidewalk University, they are a new person. They are the original them, but they are the original them without all of society's restrictions, without all of the encumbrance that we as men have to go through. I know what you need is inside you right now. I know it. But what you don't know is that it takes somebody like me to get it out of you. Period. See, I'm a different person today than I was last month. And I'm going to be different next month than I am now. And if all goes well, a year from now, I'm going to be different still. This is life, you know, for a person that strives to excel. I mean, you know, I always brag about shit, but I pave the way for others with a word or two to the wise about bragging. I never, you know, probably told you, or you may not really know what's really going on when any person brags. If you a person like me, you brag in public. You brag in public to expose what your plans are. And now that you've exposed them to the world, you got to live up to them. It's an incentive for me. I don't know about you, because I know if I brag about this or that and don't do it, I'm going to get probably booed off into the land of the failures. But if I brag on some shit and accomplish it, it just enhances my reputation of being a monster. I mean, that's a win-win for me. Now, I can't satisfy you when I brag. I can only satisfy me. Each time I boast, I hope you noticed it was either before or after I had completed something major. Now, just think about it. Most people don't even think of things to do that are major. Some people have worked and lived their entire lives and have not done one thing major. Now, that's one of the reasons they don't brag, because they don't figure they have anything to brag about. Me, everything is to brag about. I will brag about not feeling like I need to brag. My point is, each and everything you do, if you're serious about doing it, it matters to your very soul. I don't care what it is, small or big, they matter the same to your very soul. Now, when it's like that, and I complete it, I feel as though I've leaped over a tall building in a single bound, and when I landed, I didn't hurt my goddamn feet because this goddamn game provided me with shock absorbers. Sidewalk University is growing and realizing it's the intricate part of your growth that you're missing. I mean, don't you want to be a part of something big in your life? Well, you could jump on this wagon. You could help me help you. You could jump on this wagon right now. I'm doing hella shit, and I got to help you all complete this transformation that has finally taken root in you. I believe I have finally made a difference. I mean, not completely, but I believe I've made a big difference. So even through listening to my videos, I told you it would take you years to listen to the video and get what you get in three months at Cyber University. But some people have been listening to me for years and picking shit up as they do. They're different. I get all sorts of complimentary letters, emails. You know, I'm going to devote all my time to what I'm doing, which is Sidewalk University. I know you all are rooting for me, and you want me to make a big splash, so I'm down and dirty with this shit. Do you notice that without fail, almost daily, but several times a week, I make inspirational videos. And these videos be addressing issues that you be having. Now, I make innumerable statements for the same reason. Do I have to do this shit? Hell fucking yeah. Because the man in me will not allow me to sit idly by and do nothing. As much as I try to show you, I do talk a lot of shit. But never will you hear me speaking bullshit. Some of you still want to insist that I'm out for your money. Good, stay on the sideline. That's where you need to be. But if you ever ran into a go-getter and you asked him about what the fuck was going on after you shave your beard, because that's how much shit he gonna talk. You gonna be even grew a beard sitting there listening to this motherfucker. From the outside looking in, what motherfucker ain't out for money? That bitch you bought dinner for last night was out for your motherfucking money, and you knew it. But you faded her anyway. Money ain't important when you want to use it for what you want to use it for. Money is important when you don't have none and no way to get none. Many of you feel if you take the bitch out to dinner and you get the fucker, it was worth it. To that I say, really, man? I tell you what. 701, I'm sorry, man. You might have been there, man. I ain't looked up here. What's going on, 701?
Hey, bud, you're good, man. It's D, man. You know, I'm just calling to say hello. I hope the new year is going well, man. I'm just over here enjoying your shit because your shit is always the best shit, nigga. You know you got the best fucking show on earth, OG.
Thank you, brother D. How's your new year going?
Man, I'm just hanging in there one day at a time, man. Hey, I just want to say, you're going to make it see another year, and you're going to make it to see another year, man. They don't make niggas like you, man. For real, you know that.
Hey, I love you, man. Hey, I fucks with you, D. You know that, man.
All right, man. I'm going to let you go before you shoot me with your double barrel Uzi, man. Be cool, OG.
All right, man. Be cool. 912, what's up with you, bro?
Hello? What up, Rose?
Yeah. What's happening?
Man, I just heard... Oh, man, cool. I just heard what you said about taking a woman out on a date and you fucking her and you thinking you done, like... What were you saying again? I don't want to miss...
I just said, you know, people be tripping on money. I ain't talking about paying for a bitch, but people just trip on money. And I'm saying money ain't important if you're doing what you want to do with it. When you take that bitch out for dinner and you spend whatever you spend, if you get to fuck the bitch, you think it was worth it. That's the most dude's thing. And I say, really? So what you think if you did meet up with a bitch, blah, 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 didn't plan on it, but took that bitch out and ate some dinner or whatever, and you got to fuck her, wouldn't you feel it was worth it?
Shit, I mean, if that's all I
yes
wanted.
Yes or no?
No. Ain't enough.
Well, if you really telling the truth, you got it right. Because you ain't supposed to. It's not worth it, spending some money like that. If you paid me for what I have to give, shit, not only would you stop spending your money, your hard-earned money on a worthless-ass motherfucking woman who only got some pussy to offer you, you know, you start getting more pussy. See, my shit is for real. And it got everything about this pimp shit in me. And the main thing about a pimp nigga is it ain't gonna be a place on earth that he can't catch a bitch. Period. And he knows that. That he thinks that, he knows that, and he proves it every time a nigga from Stockton goes to New York and don't know nan New York bitch, nan New York nigga, nan New York City, just heard of it, and you start catching bitches from New York. Shit. It don't matter where they from, where you at. It only matters if you know what the fuck you doing. Period. That's just how it go, bro.
This some strategic ass shit.
Hey, man, you're a master strategist. Why? Because you think ahead. Everything you think right now is preparing for what's going to happen in the next few minutes. You always think like that. And that way nothing surprises you. Even if you didn't expect this shit, it ain't going to surprise you. You're going to deal with it within a second or two. You're going to think of what to do and handle it. Your life is going to be like that. I don't be tripping.
I got
to
work on that. I got to work on that, man. I be turning
well,
down moment emotionally.
Hey, bro, you must be a student at Sidewalk University, or you must be seriously considering signing up, because there ain't no way you going to get this shit unless you learn how.
Shit, yeah. That's, yeah.
You got to learn how,
yeah.
Bro. Get at me, man.
Man, shit, I got you, for sure.
All right, man. 414, what's up?
Man, I'm checking back in with you, OG. You're dropping so many gems about this abadabba. But also, we have to put it out there for these young men. It's an old saying, there's a sucker born every day. Are you one? How much is your love and your masculinity going to take you for you to pick up your nuts and love yourself more than you love trying to date a female? And the thing about your work, what makes your stuff so complete is it's about working on yourself. And it's like turning on that light switch, man. Once they learn how to chase that ghost, and, you know, like you said, man, you in competition with the old you, but the new you, you loving on yourself. I had to dig out, you know, So Boss Cerrone from 1992 the other day just to show myself, okay, I can still do this the way I want to, but also it's all about that knowledge. Thank you, Elder, for putting it out there and letting them know. And you niggas need to stop being so soft, man. You listen, man. Hey, man, if a girl don't like you, she don't like you. Quit being a trick. Quit being a sucker, because you know what? I end up finding them. And guess what I got to do? I got to reprogram these bros. Tell them. We got to reprogram them.
Hey, bro. Hey, you really said a mouthful right there, because if you don't reprogram them, you're going to have a problem. Period. because they wired up wrong right now today. They wired up in a unhealthy, competitive fashion. You know, so you got to let them know, you know, from Jump Street.
But OG, OG, you made a prediction about this shit almost 2 years ago. when they was doing the whole Me Too movement and flipping all this, and let them know the history of them trying to castrate us. And, you know, the whole fact of the matter, OG, you're not the last of a dying breed because I'm here. And let them know about standing up on that needle by themselves.
A 100 motherfuckers stand on the tip of the knees and there still be room for 300 more. Because, we adapt like that. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's never too crowded and it's never not enough space. Shit. And the way we think, goddammit, if I can't have it all, I'm getting as much of it as I can. Period.
That's right. That's right.
I know you from a thousand cuts, right?
That's right.
Hey, dog,
brother,
dog,
listen. I got one more last thing to say, man. Listen, man, you have helped me so much to remember the motherfucker who I was, and R.P. to my father and all the OGs. Long as we stay down, we going to always come up. And OG, yes, I want you to send your lawyers off at these bitch-ass niggas that's plagiarizing your shit from whatever and selling it. You busters, I know y'all listening to the show right now. How dare you talk about the man and then hustle off the man? Come on now. Y'all better wake up. It's some real niggas out there, niggas. And we'll charge you, niggas.
All you motherfuckers out there can sound strong like my man here. God damn it. You just got to take that step. You got to hear some shit, and the shit makes some sense to you, and then you got to take your ass out there and try it. Because I know that's what you did, Energy. Huh? You there?
Yeah. I'm still here, OG.
Oh, wait, I cut you off.
Yeah.
Okay, man, look.
Yeah, man, I'm still here, man.
Okay, but I'm finna go on and finish this shit.
All right.
Listen, you guys, see, bitches can spot suckers from 1,600 miles away. And as soon as she sees you, her chastity belt is tightened. Why? Because women don't like having sex with soft-thinking motherfuckers. That's why they all, whatever level of success they is, they all like the badass boys. They do. Because it's better fucking them because they talking shit. The motherfuckers kissing your ass, oh baby, I love you. That's good for some people. I say that shit sometimes. But what I'm saying is that ain't, you know, the way to fuck a bitch. And you soft motherfuckers want to do everything so that it's okay with the bitch. Have you guys noticed that all the goddamn things you learning today is to replace the real man? And have you noticed that replacement shit hasn't worked? All that cupcaking you guys be doing, all that backdooring a woman, pretending to be a friend, just want to be a confidant, all that pickup artist bullshit. Have you noticed it all is to replace the real live abba-dabba? I try to get you to learn. Because what I get you to learn is like everything else in this country. When a formula works, when it really works, every motherfucker try to imitate it or duplicate it or clone it, but they can't. You know, that's the only thing that keeps me going, because a bunch of motherfuckers, I had my lawyers, not my lawyers, I had these IT guys, they closed down 6 sites this month, the month of January, that was selling my shit, $30. The real shit got my price all crossed out, and then they got $30. I know a bunch of motherfuckers bought that shit, but them motherfuckers that bought it, they gonna have to come to me, because that shit is gonna make them have too many questions. and the motherfucker that sold it to him can't answer it. So you bought $30 worth of bullshit unless you come fuck with me. I don't really, I mean, I care, but I don't care. Because my formula works. And what I have to offer is the reality of being a man. That's what I got to offer. There's a fucking reality that you today, boys, will never know. Because you're fools and followers. You're going to follow these fools that you listen to into an asexual world where having nuts don't play a part in sex. See, once that occurs, I'm really going to be a dinosaur because it's going to occur in my lifetime. All of you have failed me. Me and the original man. Because you guys are these 21st century men. Being a man has been the same in A.D., B.C., the year 1000, the year 1900. I'm saying shit. 2021, it's been the same. 2023, it's been the motherfucking same. The whole thing has been the same. What has changed is how you see what to be. Fuck a OG getting all the goddamn respect. What about a OM, original man? We need to learn. So much good shit is happening to me. And guess who's on the receiving end of it all? You. Shit. You. You are on the receiving end. I got to go ahead for my patent a few years ago. And my official transcripts about, I don't know, I got them sent to me about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. But the cold part about it, time is a motherfucker because the day I got my transcripts, 3 years later, I got my patent on the same day. Yeah, shit. Hey, I was on the honor roll 9 semesters straight. Got inducted into the honor society for that motherfucking shit. And what I'm saying is I'm the nigga you talk to, nigga out the streets. You know, nigga, you know, I'm just a regular fucking nigga. And my point is if I'm regular, and I know you regular, I don't know why you can't do your best at shit. I do my fucking best. Period. I am embarrassed if I don't do my best and it just is off. Sometimes I don't do my best and it still be the best. It's like that. You know, when I received my master's diploma, guess what? I fucking towed a line and out of my motherfucking bra because I was that happy. And I guess, you know what? I guess you know even her, who I just got. She going to ask me in the next month or two, don't you have any more projects you want to work on? They all become nasty husbands fucking with me. Because they can't wait for me to tat that thing up and I ain't really tearing it up until something make me happy. Now think about this. Simply because you say you about it does not mean you are about it. How do you feel when a woman be claiming to be about it? And you can clearly see she's lying. What do you really think of her? Oh, shit, man, I keep letting this motherfucker go to sleep. What do you really think of her? Now, while you ponder that, answer me this. Why do you think because you tell a bitch you about this abadabba and she can see that she's playing you, playing with you, yet you sit there and speak with her as if you got action, why would you think she should choose you. She'll never choose you because you showing her you're going to do the same thing, same bullshit with the next bitch. By the way you feel about that bitch faking on you is the same way she feels about you faking on her. Which is better, a fake nigga or a fake bitch? You brothers are slow. I've been thinking, and I've been thinking about it, and I'm telling you, if I was down and dirty, I would probably be 400 deep. These bros are so lost with this game. If you guys wasn't so slow, you'd realize this is right up your alley. You want them lost like this. Therefore, when you start bringing some sense to them, you would be able to knock them off. But you don't want to. You want to succumb to the fact that she can smoke a fucking cigar in front of you. Man, I wish a bitch would light up any motherfucking way. One of the surefire ways I knew would catch a bitch was to show her and all who could see through the moves I made how much of this abba-dabba I had. Whoo! As long as I could do that, you would not speak to any broad. I represented what I said. And she creamed this abba-dabba I had, and then I sprang that cue in it. She mine. I take them. She on the track tonight. You know, if you weren't so slow, you would stop complaining about these out-of-pocket motherfucking bitches and start knocking them off. And you do that by showing you real about this. Motherfuckers be calling in talking about, I got a potential woman. I want to know what to do as far as what's next. Dude, please get off these motherfucking streets. You're going to get killed. Because, you know, you ain't supposed to ask no goddamn shit like that when you're thinking about getting in this game. Why? Because you know what time it is. The bitch gonna sell some pussy. Send her out there. No. You want to take the you want to take the subway. You want to ride on Amtrak. You want to do anything but get out there on that fucking track. Shit. The only time I'm going to be slow about doing some shit is when I'm fucking. And those women who've been fortunate enough to experience that, they will attest to that fact. Something you should know. A woman who don't want me to do anything I don't want to do for her is a bad bitch in my book. That's why when I get one, I do everything I can for her ass. I know this, good mates are hard to find. And I say hard to find. I meant that. Most of you simply think your mate is going to come in time. Nah, I doubt it. It's your duty to yourself to know what you like and find it in a person who's going to become your mate. If all women had what you like, you wouldn't have any preferences. This kind of shit never ceases to amaze me. Some fucking white bitch wanted to be friends. But before I clicked yes, I looked at her page. I look at all of them pages. And this motherfucker, you know, I got preferences. Just any bitch can't, you know, fuck with me. Not all the motherfuckers, but most of her friends were fools who claimed to be pimps on her page. Now, one of her responses, or maybe it was just a post, she said, "Bay niggas out of this." I knew right then, I just got off her page, X'd her out, because I can't tolerate no white bitch that use the word nigga. I had nothing but white hoes, and not one of them motherfuckers ever said nigga, because they respected me, or they knew I slapped the shit out of them. I don't know which one it was. Either one was cool with me, because they didn't say it. Who do the motherfucking bitches y'all have respect. I'm serious. It certainly is not niggas out there screaming about this motherfucking abadabra. When you have a disrespectful bitch, that means she ain't got no abadabra in her life. So all you motherfuckers fucking with the bitch is zeros to her. That's why she's fucking with all of you. Bitch, you gonna fuck with me or nobody. Oh, well, you gonna fuck with me or everybody, because you're fucking with everybody. She ain't fucking with me. I've learned that there's some of these motherfucking youngsters out here who's smart beyond their goddamn years. I stepped back and assessed a few things that was on my mind, and I realized there's a few of you motherfuckers out there who know what the fuck you're doing. And you know what you're talking about. You know, I ain't going to try to mention no names, but you know who the fuck you are. And how do you know? Because we spoke through emails, sometimes on the phones, and what you respond to me as far as what I'll be saying or asking tells me everything I need to know about you. This shit we do is so fucking dope. Take this for instance. How do you smell every day on a daily? Now, if you want to make an impression on the motherfucking woman you're speaking with, especially if you're going to be speaking to her, you know, regularly, you got to be sure that she can't put her animal instincts at work or to work. You got to smell different every fucking time she sees you or meets you, at least for the first 100 days. And then you start over. I got colognes for a full 95 days of different aromas. I'm adept at using my motherfucking masculine wilds. They have feminine wilds. I have masculine wilds. And I use them on every woman I meet. I work smarter, not harder. I don't care if I'm dressed or not. When I meet whoever I meet, I'm just on it. I am. I'm using everything I know, my facial expressions. I'm using my tone. I'm using how it flow. I'm using everything when I'm fucking talking to somebody. I ain't cold-hearted, but best believe I'm ruthless. I'm not one to fucking race to your goddamn rescue. But you can believe if you my friend and you ever need me, I'm there. I don't have much money. But I'm one of the richest men in the world. I'm certainly one of the richest ones, you know. I have not traveled the world. But you can bet I'm one of the worldliest men on earth. And I know I'm not one of the most handsome motherfuckers in the world. But I also know you couldn't tell man, bitch, or any motherfucker that fucked with me some shit like that. So what the hell are you, Mr. Rosebud? I'm a product of what confidence builds in you when you handle your business in the most adversarial places you can imagine, and a motherfucker come out sane and not on dope. My highs have been those that my thoughts brought about. And no motherfucking man or woman can take that shit from me, because I earned it, I own it, and I accept it. Can you dig it? I don't know where I read it, but it says it takes iron to sharp iron. Sharpen iron, so this stands to reason that it takes sharp men to make sharp men. So what we doing, we're when we kick it on these videos, especially when you call in, we honing our image. We're honing our image to ourselves. We're making sure we look like we want to look when people see us. We're making us look better to us first, because when we look in the mirror before we go out, we don't see no damn bitch. when we look in the mirror, we see ourselves. We see ourselves first. So if you don't look better to you, why should you look better to somebody else? When you're a man, it's the little fucking things you do that make such a big difference between you and them other motherfuckers. Out. They all out trying to crowd in the same lane. I know shit belongs to me, and it also belongs to you. And it belongs to you if you can claim it, because I'm certainly going to claim it. I'm claiming as much of it as I can. And believe me, words are not enough. It's the things you do in the name of this abadabba that really matters. That's why I keep telling you, mother, put your work in before you want to be recognized as a man with abadabba. I remember going to a club with a young fool that I liked. And the moment we walked in, the motherfucker say, damn, this is a lot of potentials in here. And I say, yeah, that, my man, is a fact. You know, I'm being cool. And then he said, well, bring your ass over to the bar so I can buy your old pimp ass a drink. And then we can hurry and go catch one of these loose bitches. See, education comes when you're least prepared. So I shot at him. You see, youngster, that's why you got to keep fucking with me. He said, why is that? While you going to be wasting your energy rushing over there trying to catch a bitch, I'm going to sit and sip on my drink. And as I sit, I'm going to scope the place. And when I'm done, I'll get at the one who eased over here to get knocked off. Because if you wait, they come. The energy of a real man is precious, my brother, and you never want to waste it. Yeah, that's why I fucks with you, OG. In the dark, you always show me the light. That's what pimping is, young girl. See, a lot of you motherfuckers be talking about what I'm doing. Some of you motherfuckers understand what I'm doing. And you shout encouraging words at every chance you get. But then you have those that shout out angry words based on me not being with the times. You see, there is something you young men will never know about a motherfucker like me. I cover myself now, and I covered myself when I was in the streets because I knew these days would come, and I would need a spotless record. As far as that not in touch shit they be claiming, it would have to mean I was, you know, not synchronized with what makes the world go around today. What would you call a man that has a formal education, excels at technology-driven learning, graduated in the top 1% of his master's program with a 4.0, and has lived to speak about life and all its wonders? What would you call a motherfucker who communicates with CEOs, education professors, as easily with administrators, and as well as gang-banging fools? It never ceases to amaze me at the lack of insight to life I'm shown on a daily basis by young men who believe they know it all. To their defense, I thought I knew it all when I was their age. But knowing it all back then included knowing how to recognize shit from sugar. It didn't make any difference what form that shit showed itself in. When priceless information was bestowed on me, whether it was about the fucking game or life in general, I always listened. And even a dog know the difference between shit and sugar. But that motherfucking dog will always go put his nose in that goddamn shit. That's how you guys are. You know you shouldn't be doing some of the shit you're doing. But you just go do it just to see what happens. I guess that's cool. At least you know. But it's not cool because you do it over and over and over. I never in my life felt as I was jocking any nigga. But I damn sure hung on to some of them motherfuckers' every words from months, for months, or years at a time. I'm not dated. I'm totally up to motherfucking date and on time. I'm just a mature gentleman of leisure, getting it together at home first, then going outside. So I say to you guys, if you get it together at home first before you go outside, you'll see that this is a game. You can't go out and ain't ready. Well, you can, but you're going to fail miserably. You have to get prepared. And I'm tooting my own horn, but I'm just telling the truth. The only place you're going to get fully prepared is Sidewalk University. And you won't get prepared there if you go about being there, attending there, like you go about doing everything else. I ain't fucking with 50%. If you ain't coming with 110%, I'm running the ass out of my school. Only motherfuckers that really and truly want it make it through a semester. Because I'm telling you, I'm like the Marines. I just want a few good men. But I'm fucking like the Navy SEALs, you know. I'm going to make sure you're strong enough to take it or I'm pushing you out. That's just the way it go. I am not babysitting no motherfucker. I'm not repeating myself. I will explain what you need explained. But if you ask it the wrong way, I ain't even explaining shit to you. What I'm doing is developing real men. Real men who can take care of their business as it happened in real time, in person. You ain't got to go nowhere and think about it. You ain't got to pull no gun out and shoot somebody. You ain't got to do none of that shit. All you got to do is be brave enough to think. Now, if you're brave enough to think and you want to know what to think and how to think it, come register at Sidewalk University. I'm telling you, next in April, if you register 1 month, at least a month before April, you can get in for $850. That's early registration. After that, it's going to be $1,200 for the school. No. It's going to be $1,200 for the school and the school and the fucking course. Why? Because I am actually, I'll tell you, I'm going to share the wealth when I, you know, get cool. I guess I'm cool. I don't want to say I'm cool because you know how that is, but I guess I'm cool. So, you know, I'm lowering the price. Hopefully, it make my school blow up. But if it don't, I, you know, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. But what I'm saying is I want to devote all my time to Sidewalk University. And for that, I need many more students because I want to have a day class and a night class. Some, you know, people can't all make it to the 6 o'clock call. So I just want to have one in the daytime and one in the evening, learning the same thing, but to a different group. That's what I'm working on right now. And I need your fucking help. And I need your help by simply registering. And once you register and you see what's going on, you could help me by letting motherfuckers know. Word of mouth is the best advertisement. All right, you guys. That's it for me today. Started out asking questions, ended up not asking many, but I'm with it. I'm out.